GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Normally when we... Are you awake there, Grampy?
No, I just woke up.
Yeah. Never know when the microphone's going to go on and what's going to come out of the... Geez.
You think you would know that by now, G.
No, there's no light. I'm telling them when the light doesn't
need
work.
Hey, Broadcasting 101, didn't you teach me? Act like the microphone's always on. Isn't that what you said?
I didn't say anything. I just yawned.
Okay. Normally, we welcome Deb Newman and Shelley Sun from the Bangor Region Chamber of Commerce into our studio on a Monday. They're both dressed in their gym clothes.
Right.
But this is later in the morning, and you guys are all dudded up.
I stepped it up to jeans.
You're not dressed to the nines. No. You're dressed to the 8.5s.
That's right. Wow. I kind of like this.
Later time slot?
Yeah, this time slot better than the with the crack of
6:30. You mean 6:30 is not your time? After all the mornings you did here?
You know, it's funny because I did morning radio for, 3 years?
Yep.
And
short timer.
Hey, really? Really? It's like being home again. Anyhow, but after you do that and then you go back to normal hours, it's weird. I remember getting to work at 8 a.m. and thinking, where is everybody? Right, the day's half over.
Right.
Well, we won't take your time away, but Rick will agree that every one of us morning people, I've been a morning person forever in radio.
Oh, yeah.
You wake up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, take a nap, think it's morning, rush like hell to the studio.
Freak out.
And freak out because
wrong.
Not thinking, how come there's so many people out there?
I know.
You can tell from the stack of stuff in front of Shelley right now that we see in our studio that it is a most busy time of the year for you folks. And I guess, do we start with this Wednesday morning?
I think we should.
Yes.
Because it's the next Bangor Region Chamber of Commerce early bird breakfast. Where are they gathering?
Go ahead, Shelley.
The Hilton Garden Inn. And that's happening 7 o'clock and it'll probably last about 9:15. Mm-hmm. So
a little extra time this time because you got a special guest.
We do. We're very pleased to welcome our governor. Governor Mills will be our keynote speaker at our very last early bird breakfast of the year. So we're looking forward to welcoming her and her team to Bangor. I'm sure that she'll be talking about their recently unveiled strategic economic plan. The group DECD and other stakeholders who have been working on that plan for a good part of the year came to Bangor in the spring asking Bangor region leaders, what would you like to see in our economic plan? What do you think will help boost Maine's economy? And now the plan has been presented to the governor and the governor is speaking about it around the state. So we're looking forward to hearing from her about that.
Well, you were part of it for a short while, a couple of years.
Yep.
You were part of the government in Augusta.
Yep.
And also planning for, economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Attracting people. So I'm sure that this is interesting to you.
Absolutely. And it will also be interesting. I know we've talked about it on this show, how sometimes plans are made and reports are presented and then what happens.
Exactly.
So what will be the action steps to implement this plan and how can we as a chamber, Bangor region leaders and other leaders across the state help put that plan into real action so we can have some great results.
Is it too late to get a seat at the table on Wednesday morning, Shelley Sund?
No, it's not at all. BangorRegion.com for tickets or call Marcia at 947-0307.
Business leaders will there be a Q&A?
We'll see.
We'll see if there's time, I think.
Yep. Yeah. Sort of leave that up to the governor, how she wants to roll with that. But she's great. We're pleased to welcome her and her staff to Bangor this Wednesday.
What else you
Governor
got
Mills. Oh, and then we take a little holiday break. Very well deserved. But we're back at it in January. Shelley Sund, take us to January.
It's like a game show.
I know. I felt like I was on the set of the The Muppets there for a minute. We're on stage with...
Okay.
Anyway, so yes, our busiest month of the year, we have our annual business breakfast on January 8th. That's early in the morning, not as early as you guys, but 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. We are excited. Our keynote speaker is Nadia Rosenthal. She's the scientific director of the Jackson Lab. And we'll be honoring our volunteer of the year, which is Nettie Kilby. We're so excited from Bangor Area Staffing Solutions. So CES and Eaton Peabody are our major sponsors, and it's, you know, our annual meeting as well, and Suzanne Spruce will be leading that. So that's our breakfast. Our annual dinner, that's happening Friday, January 24th, sponsored by Machai Savings Bank. We're really excited. We have some great awards. We have many award sponsors. It's at the Cross Insurance Center. There's tickets still available. Tables still available.
Can we stop now?
Yes.
Because my left arm is tingling and I smell toast. Okay.
What?
I'm having a heart attack already with all of what we're doing for the for the dinner.
Okay.
Yes, we're very grateful.
It's going to be big again.
It's going to be big.
So for those of you who don't know, we're very fortunate that Sutherland Weston Marketing and Communications. No, I'm going to say it.
It's not about
this. I'm going to say it.
That's not the reason I'm freaking out.
I know, but I'm going to say it.
Sorry. He's happy.
Like he never left.
Anyhow, I know.
Sister. It's a sister that came back from college.
Sister's back. You be quiet. Right. Anyhow, we have these wonderful award winners, and SWMC does an amazing job producing videos about every awardee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what's really great about it is that, honestly, we have no idea what they're doing. We have complete and utter trust and faith in you.
Well,
can I just say, people who come to this dinner, Rick, and you know this, have said to us, Shelley's heard it, I've heard it, it is like going to the Emmys. It is a show. It's
no, you misheard them. They said it's like getting an enema. That's what they said. They didn't say going to the Emmys. You misheard them.
You really do an amazing job, and we're so grateful. We can never thank you enough. But what's especially wonderful is that the people we're honoring, the businesses we're honoring, the nonprofits we honor are so deserving of this. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great celebration of individuals and businesses and organizations making a positive difference, a huge difference in our region and our state and beyond. And the videos that are produced really tell those stories so well. So thank you.
Now, you say you don't know, however, and let's not disclose it on the air.
Okay.
But last year, we notified the winners. Normally, Shelly, you pick up the phone and you call and you tell them, hey, congratulations. Last year, instead of picking up the phone and calling them, we took a bullhorn and balloons and marched right up to every single person's office and let them know.
Like Publishers Clearinghouse. Yeah.
Okay. And that was good because there was only one person called the cops.
I was going to say that. One or two.
And our apologies.
All right. The cops are used to us.
And we're not going to say what we did this year, but we've been watching the video of how we notified the people this year. And it's really, really funny to see their reactions.
Really?
Because we can't tell you what we did.
No.
And the other thing, and we can't give this away, but you both are in. You are scheduled to make a cameo.
Wait, what?
In one of the videos. She doesn't know?
No.
She kind of does, but...
Wait, were you supposed to tell me this, Shelly?
I was going to stick her in my trunk and drive to Brewer.
Okay. Oh, shh. Oh, you're giving away clues. Oh. But there will be one video in which the two of you make a cameo.
All right.
Okay.
Along with a parade of local celebrities, we'll say.
Yep.
And we're excited because some of the filming for that and some of the groundwork for that begins this week.
Okay, well, I would like a little heads up so I can put makeup on.
You mean you don't have any on, Jay? Look great.
Just a little warning, Shelly, would be nice.
Well, now, some of the award winners are already known, right?
Oh, yes. All of the award winners know who they won.
They just don't know how we're going to roast them.
They don't know how.
Like, I know the Norbedex Dowd Award and the Business of the Year and all that.
And they're amazing. And it's on our website if you'd like to check it out, bangorregion.com, who all of the who we're honoring. But they don't know how they will be honored that night.
They don't know how they're going to get burned.
They're not burned. They're lovely. They're nice. No burning.
Well, there's a little.
They're nice. They're very nice. So,
Troy Martin comes out with the blue lights going or anything like that.
No, not this year. Next year.
No, I was the gala. This is the Chamber Awards.
So anyway, it's Friday, January 24th, and you need to come. Mm-hmm. Because it really is a great celebration of the region, of the state. It's a huge pep rally.
And if the winners can keep their acceptance speeches to 2 minutes.
I will be on stage with the hook.
Yeah, that's we're going to do that differently this year.
Yep.
No, they do a great job, and they deserve their moment for sure.
It's going to be like the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
They're going to play them out this year.
Yeah.
Music's going to come up.
All right.
And just to let everyone know, we sell out this event. We sell out this event at 1,150 people. So those at the Cross will not allow us to have more. So if you want to get a table, if you want to get a seat, I mean, if you want...
I mean, it's worth it just to see Rick in his tuxedo.
That's right.
Well, it's worth it to see people dressing up, people smiling, people having a good time, and you really understand the celebration of the business community.
Oh, and our presenting sponsor, Machias Savings Bank, has something cool up their sleeve.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, it's really that's great. Right.
Yeah, they do.
Yep. So there's a lot of great things will be happening that night.
Lots of surprises.
So come on. And I got to tell you, I've been writing, we publish an annual report, and for every award winner, we write their story in our annual report. Mm-hmm. And I took that on this year. It's been such a great experience to interview all of our award winners and some people I know.
Did you include any cell photos of the two of you working at Wilcox?
No.
No.
Why not?
No.
No. Anyway, our annual report will be coming out. It will be online when?
The end of January.
End of January. Yes. And it's a great opportunity to read the stories. I learned things about the Bangor Public Library I didn't know. Carol Woodcock, our Catherine Leibowitz Award winner. I've known Carol for years. I learned things about Carol I didn't know. The Night Show with Dan and Cashman. What a fun interview that was. Mm-hmm. Carol Epstein, our Dowd Award winner, having an opportunity to spend time with her and really understand how much she's contributed to the community. Amazing. So we're honoring some great people. And there's more I didn't have time to mention.
To get to the breakfast, to get to the dinner, to get to the volunteer breakfast as well, the annual business breakfast as well, you've got to follow the instructions from Shelley Sund.
Yes, please go to BangorRegion.com or call us at 947-0307 soon. There's limited tickets, limited seats, so please call us now.
It's nice to see you both wearing clothes.
You too.
I mean street clothes. I mean normal clothes, not workout clothes.
Okay, I think we're done.
Are we done?
Yeah, we are so done. We were done when you started.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.